101.5 Truckee Tell Radio. Queen Bee here with another community spotlight. Today we are talking about the 2026 Truckee Tell Air Show and Family Festival. That's right, it's back Saturday, June 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's one of the region's most family-friendly events featuring breathtaking air shows, a STEM expo, food vendors, and static display. I have the opportunity to sit here today with one of the performers from the U.S. Army Parachute Team, otherwise known as the Golden Knights, Eric Wood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us on.
Of course. Are you the main man that's going to be doing most of the jumping tomorrow?
That is correct. Yes, we actually have about 15 jumpers that will be going into the performance.
Oh, wow. This isn't your first air show of the year. You guys do quite a few air shows during the year, but this is your first Truckee Tell air show. Is that correct?
That is correct. This is our first time coming to Truckee. And for me personally, I'm actually a California resident. So this is actually my first show in California. So it's exciting for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How many shows do you do around a year?
That's a lot. We're gone about 200 to 220 days out of the year on the road performing.
Ever get a stage fright? I know like a lot of actors and musicians get it before they go on stage, but do you ever get that right before you jump out of a plane?
If you were slightly nervous, there's probably a problem with you. Yeah. But I calm down like as we're on jump run going to exit.
Okay. Is there anything that you do right before to help yourself calm down?
On the flight up, we're getting pushed out the way, seeing what the winds are doing. That way we know exactly where to exit to make sure that we land in the proper spot. And throughout that time, you're kind of mentally thinking, going through the maneuvers in your head, making sure that you know exactly what to do, when you're supposed to do it.
Cool. So it sounds like you've been doing this for quite some time.
I've been jumping out of planes for about 15 years now, and I got almost 1,500 jumps.
It's amazing. You have no fear of heights.
And there's people on the team with a lot more jumps than that.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. I don't think I could ever do it. I get scared just stepping on my kitchen step stool.
It's a hard thing to explain because you're so high that you don't really feel the height. And you're moving so fast forward on the aircraft that when you exit, you're not getting that pit in the stomach feeling like jumping off a high dive or something. It's hard to describe unless you've actually done it.
Right. How do you prepare for any performances like this?
Well, we train year round, making sure that we are solid in every maneuver, every aspect of what we do. And usually for an air show, most air shows have like a practice day the day prior to the air show where we get a chance to jump. Any place we go is different depending on the altitude, air density, just the location in general.
Okay. So does it take like a full day to set up before to just kind of prepare everything?
For the most part, yes.
Okay. And you guys did a flyover during Truckee Thursday right before the show. Is that correct?
We did actually. We arrived yesterday. We just finished our practice jump here, and there's some more practices with the other aerial performers going on right now here at Truckee.
So for the listeners that are going to be there at the air show, what can they expect to see from the Golden Knights?
You expect to see several different things that we can perform. You'll see anything from mass formations where a number of people will link up in free fall, making a formation. We have wingsuiters flying around. We actually have other things we call canopy relative work, where you actually fly our parachutes into the hands of another jumper and build canopy formation in the sky. There's also many we do where we actually do a planned emergency procedure, essentially, where someone jumps out, intentionally makes their parachute malfunction, and then cuts that away, returns to free fall, and then opens another good parachute. So there's a number of different maneuvers that we perform. It's not like just one pass jump and that's it, and we're done.
Right.
Our show can last up to over a half hour.
Right. Sounds like it's packed with a lot of exciting action and stuff.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you want to let the listeners know out there?
I would say look forward to the two different shows we're putting on, the opening the air show and as well as our longer performance towards the end of the air show. This is my first time coming here, and the Truckee Tell Airport's been super helpful. Like everyone from the manager to every point of contact that I've worked with here at the airport, I got nothing but praise for them. They are running everything very well.
Oh, that's awesome. So it sounds like you guys are pretty prepared and ready and feel pretty confident for tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're good to go and excited.
That's awesome. So again, that's the Truckee Tell Air Show and Family Festival. That'll be at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you guys said you're opening up the show and kind of closing it out.
That is correct.
Awesome. You can also expect other shows like the U.S. Coast Guard will be there and some local performers as well. And remember, admission is free with a $20 suggested parking donation to the Civil Air Patrol. And you can also ditch the card and ride your bike because there is Bike Parking Corral on site. Thank you, Eric, for taking the time to chat with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. And that wraps up this community spotlight talking about the Truckee Tell Air Show happening June 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Back to our regular scheduled programming here on 101.5 Truckee Tell Radio.